T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is time to talk Metropolitan Baseball with Mr. Edward Coleman. And Eddie C's report is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Every battery for every need. Good morning, Eddie. How you doing?
Good, Rich. How you doing today?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Tough loss last night. And, you know, all morning long I've been talking about the end of this lineup. Frazier, Lagares, Panic, Nito, Tejada. This is not Murderer's Row.
Noticed that last night, huh?
Yeah.
It's not. You know, I mean, Lagares had a great series down in Atlanta. I'm not blaming it on him, but you know, he certainly slowed down last night. You know, Panic has, he's filled in since he's gotten here, but he hasn't. Obviously, the bat has not woken up that much from where it was before. So, you know, it's tough. And Ramos didn't need a blow behind the plate. But at the same time, you know, at some point, Nito was going to catch. But, it hurt. There's no question about that. When you get beyond the top four last night, it, you know, it didn't quite work. Frazier got himself aboard in the ninth, but nothing happened after that. So, yeah, it was not... It was not a great offensive night, to say the least, after 23 hits the night before.
Yeah. Well, my take on it was, I get that Ramos needed some time off, but to DH, as opposed to catch, where he'd only be up maybe four times in the game, and his bat being so hot, that it would have made sense to me to have him DH last night to give a little bit of length to that lineup, no?
Yeah, a little bit. He pinched it late and, you know, got himself aboard. You know, I don't know. The problem is in Atlanta, it was so hot in Atlanta all three games. I think it did take a lot out of him. You know, he usually wants to play every day. He didn't argue that much for sitting out last night. So he might have needed the blow. It's tough. That always goes around when you get to this point of the season. You need games. Your offense doesn't click on a night. Somebody's out of the lineup. Guys sometimes do need blows, and, you know, they gave him one last night. It just didn't work.
Now,
sure.
We had the controversy the night before in Atlanta, or two nights before, when he took Mats out after six and 79 pitches.
Yeah.
I know that Syndergaard struggled last night. He did not have his command. But, you know, with that bullpen and the fact that he was in the 90s with his pitches, he could have gone another inning and shortened the bullpen so that maybe it didn't have to go to Brock in that situation?
Yeah, I thought he could probably go a little bit longer. He said he was struggling at the end, Syndergaard. I don't know what happened with Syndergaard last night. It was kind of confusing. He's under the weather. He doesn't feel that well. But, you know, I thought he started elevating his pitches a little bit. He said no afterwards. He just couldn't get a good grip on the ball because of humidity and that, but it was much less humid here than it was in Atlanta. So I'm not quite sure, but he didn't feel himself in the last couple of innings, and I think he was a different pitcher, obviously, in the last couple of innings than he was at the beginning of the game. So they took him out at that spot. They felt it was time, and he didn't argue much either. So, again, he left early. You could have possibly gone or tried to squeeze another one. I'm not sure how that would have worked if he went out for the seventh.
Yeah. Well, the other move I did not like was bringing in Diaz with the bases loaded. I thought if you're going to bring him in, maybe on second and third, that way if he walks a guy, which he has a habit of doing with the first hitter, at least there you got the bases loaded, no outs, maybe you get a ground ball, maybe you could get a strikeout and a ground ball and get out of it, as opposed to putting him in a bases loaded situation with his struggles with his command.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I thought it was a tough spot to put, you know, somebody in the way he has responded thus far. He needs a strikeout. That's his strikeout guy. If you're going to go to anybody in that bullpen to get a strikeout, it's probably Diaz. I'm sure that's what Mickey was thinking. It certainly didn't work because the walk and the single and, you know, basically the game's over. He finally got a strikeout, but that didn't quite work out at that time and got the double play ball. But I thought it was a tough spot to put him in, especially a guy who's struggled. You know, if you're struggling out of the pen, probably the best thing to do is put you in a, you know, less stressful situation and, you know, a situation with less leverage. But he needed the strikeout. That's the guy he went to. That was the strikeout guy. He didn't get the strikeout, so, and it fell apart. But I thought it was a tough spot to put him in.
Yeah, I mean, the other guy you could have gone with, I guess, was Familia, but, you know, he's been pretty good lately, but obviously his history there isn't great. Yeah. So, you know, it's just one of those situations where you're stuck.
Yeah, you are. I mean, you know, when they load him up at that point. Yeah, Brock has been pretty good here since he's gotten here, not last night, obviously, and that put him in a jam. You know, could he have gotten out of that jam? I don't know. We'll never know. You know, because he reached for Diaz at that point, and he figures, you know, you get a strikeout, then at least you start the road back. But you know, the other guy you can go to is, you know, despite the way he's pitched lately, and he has pitched pretty well. But again, that's what they have done with Familia. They put him in less stressful situations, and things have worked out, and you get your confidence that way. So Diaz, you know, affirms every time that he's, you know, hasn't lost his confidence, but it certainly hasn't shown that on the mound.
Well, I mean, if J.D. Davis is out and the squirrel is out for any length of time, they're in big time trouble because those are clearly two of their best hitters at this point.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, Davis said that he'd probably play today because we talked to him after the game. He got treatment, he'll get it again today. My guess is that he would be in there. I don't think they're going to push him to be in there. If he's not going to be able to go, they won't. He was pretty confident that he would be in the lineup. Frankly, they need his bat at this point. So, and I don't think he wants to miss any time either. It's, you know, I thought that when McNeil went down, obviously after the first game, they'd be in a lot of trouble, and they didn't win the second game in Atlanta, but Rosario certainly responded in the leadoff, 9-for-11, I think, in the final two games there. So he's been fine at the top of the lineup. Thus far, they haven't missed the bat over time. Will they? It hurts. It does hurt to take away from their offense. So not a great time for it, but I think Davis will be in there today.
Yeah. Well, we talked about it last week. Rosario has really started to be the guy they thought he could be. He's hitting. He's hitting hard. His fielding has been terrific. He really has blossomed over the last month or two.
Yeah. I think a lot of it is confidence too. And I think, you know, he's also pretty, he's a prideful kid. I think, you know, he heard the chirping about him as well that, you know, he wasn't all he was cracked up to be. He's a pretty good hitter, and he's got some pop, and he's shown that. And I think he's improved defensively. I don't think there's any question about that. That started with the White Sox series in Chicago, and it's pretty much held up since that time. He's been very good. Now, I thought he was good again last night too. So, and what I've always liked about him is any place you put him in the lineup, and I think he's hit just about everywhere outside of third and fourth in the lineup. I think he's hit in every other spot. You know, he responds. He knows what to do where he is in the lineup, and he's done a great job. He really has.
Yeah, well, you know, the easy way to look at this is, boy, they got to take advantage of Kansas City. They're a lousy team. They better win the next two games, and they've got DeGrom and Wheeler, so there is no excuse, but you know, you never know. You lose a game or two here, and then you go ahead and sweep Cleveland or something, and you're back in good shape. So you just, you know, you can't just look at these bad teams and go, "Oh boy, if you can't beat them, you're dead." But this would seem to be a great opportunity over this weekend before the tough guys come around.
Yeah. No question. Listen, you can, and is it a good road trip if you don't win these two games? Probably not. You know, it's a 500 road trip now at this point if you win these two games, and you're already, you know, mentally kind of putting them in the book that they can do that, and they should be able to do that. Kansas City is not a good team. You know, what do they have, 44 wins, I guess, now in the season, so that's they're one of the worst teams in baseball, and they usually don't have the firepower, but they did last night. You have DeGrom tonight, you have Wheeler tomorrow, so you should respond. But we can play this out on paper a million times. That's why I laugh every day on the playoff chances, the percentages, and that it goes up, it goes down. I think the Phillies are ahead of the Mets at this point, but their playoff chances are less. Why is that? Well, they have a lot of games on the road, who they play, et cetera. So, we can play that game all day, but welcome to the roller coaster. You gotta go out and play them, and you can't put two against the Royals in the book yet. And they have a tough week coming up. They have a tough homestand coming up. Let's face it. With Cleveland and Atlanta and the Cubs after that. It gets harder. There's no question. But they're home and they play better at home. So, do you respond? Who knows? But I think when you look overall at the road trip, if you don't get these two and go back, go back 3-3, where you have to make up ground, it's probably it's not a great road trip.
Yeah. And the crazy thing with this wild card scenario is there are just so many teams you have to keep your eye on, and they play each other a lot. Milwaukee and the Cubs are playing. Who do you root for there? The Cardinals are in that. Who do you root for there? So it's kind of an interesting scoreboard watching thing. And in a lot of cases, you really don't know who you want to win or lose because they're all right there.
Yeah, no, Milwaukee's playing Washington now at this point, Philly and the Cubs just finished playing. So that's the problem with trying to catch up, and I think the Mets knew that. But they have made up a lot of ground, obviously, with the run that they went on. You make up a lot of ground and you push some teams back, but it's tough. You have to go out and win the games that are there for you. The real soft part of their schedule is done. They did pretty well with that. You could say this is another soft part here, and you've got to respond and take the series. And I think that's the way, I guess, you have to look at it. If you can just go out and win series and win two out of three, it probably will take care of itself. But, again, that's easier said than done.
Final thing, real quick, because we only have about 30 seconds. The quote that we got, 84% of the stuff is analytics, but I go by my gut and I look at that later. That does not seem to be a trend with modern managers, the Callaway quote.
No. It was, I would agree that was a little confusing at the time. I think they do rely on analytics an awful lot. I think a lot of, and most modern managers do. Are there times when, you use your gut? Yes, there are. But, for the most part, I don't know if I've seen that here and in general, let's put it that way. So, I think analytics are part of the game. They're going to be used. I think, every team does it. Some teams use it better than others. Some teams use it more than others, but, was a little confusing to me, too.
Okay, Eddie, we'll talk to you again next weekend. Have a good one.
All right, Rich, we'll see you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.